Blog Talk Radio.
Don't be going and folks be saying stuff and all the other stuff. And so I said, well, let me just take a moment and play some of that. So, you know, in respect and memories of people like Jane Brown, who took his gift, time, and talent and gave back. You know, it reminds you of something like in the Bible, where there were people who had talent and gifts and they didn't give back. Let me tell you, y'all better get ready, because I want to talk to y'all this morning. I got several things I'm going to talk about, and if y'all go off the subject, I'm just going to take y'all off. Because what's going on with our community is too serious for everybody to get on and use these airwaves just to be talking. We got serious stuff going on, and we got to talk about it, we got to deal with it, and we got to try to talk. But nope, everybody call in there. Not everybody. Some folks call in, change the subject, or they be on what they want to be on. Yeah, some folks just, you know. But here we are, we have serious problems, y'all. As other folks are organizing and mobilizing, we are talking. Last week before that, yeah, Chewy going to announce in a week. He ain't not nowhere. I don't know the difference between Chewy and Brandon. You know, Board of Education, CPU going to endorse him. And if you look at our schools, if they were in private practice, stuff will be shut down. So I got two things I'm going to talk about today, and I try to focus it. And, you know, a lot of stuff might over, I got static over here, Mr. Engineer. I got static. When I move out of Texas, I get a lot of static. Okay, I won't touch it. I didn't get static. Okay. All right, y'all. He told me it's all right. I can't even. That one didn't do it. I wish I had been on that one. Maybe in between I'll switch over. I got several things I want to talk about today. It's politics, y'all. I think it's almost time to stop taking your signature. Most folks try to get them before it get too cold. But I don't know, Brandon, it's funny. You tell me the difference between Brandon and Chewy, other than that Brandon's a descendant of enslaved black in America, and Chewy is the naturalized citizens in the 70s. Other than that, I got some of the same views. A lot of folks got some of the same views. See, I was, I don't know whether y'all been looking at the paper, and I've been studying this stuff, and I want y'all to go back and look, too. I did a whole deep dive into what these folks doing politically. Other folks, not us. Because what made me really begin, I had all these papers I had to go look through and pull together for y'all. I heard somebody say yesterday, blacks need to show up. That embarrassed me. That upset me. Because all they do with us is tell us to show up. And I think that was somebody in Pennsylvania was saying, well, if blacks show up, we don't have to worry. Now, isn't that something for somebody to think of you like that? That's the same thing here. You got to show up. They don't say anything else other than you got to show up. I think every leader should be very upset about that. And then you get folks, voter motor, they give out money to have folks turn out the votes, do this and do that. And folks just, for what? And then it'd be over with. And what done happened is they messed around and killed our people's spirit. They don't have the same, you know, we built the spirit up in the 80s, and it's been slowly taken away. Now, I don't know, somebody, I got to find out who all still in the race for mayor. I got to really find that out because very interesting. This stuff is kind of hard for us right now. But what I want to go into, I don't know whether y'all saw the Tribune this week where you had Ching Chu Chu, whatever his name is. He was talking about the Asian people. You got to understand how they do that stuff. They go back and forth. They'll say Asian for a minute, and then they'll say something else, Chinese. But the Asians have collectively come together in their numbers. And I got some things I'm going to say about that. Because it was in Tribune paper on Sunday the 9th, last Sunday. And it was a whole article. And this guy, boy, he's a political guru and a political godfather. He's running the Leavenworth campaign, but he also running a bunch of other stuff, and they recruiting all the Asian candidates. And it's interesting as you read the article, they're not fighting over Democrat or Republican. They got their folks in all the race. I don't know. They got their folks on all of the race, all of them. Now you know, in spite of their numbers, they're getting a lot of contracts. Now I told you last week that blacks was 36% in the school system, 47%. I was saying Asians is only 4%, 11% Asian. And I want y'all to be real clear why you being fed this stuff. How in the world are Asians so many? They growing. Unless they're illegal coming across that border. Them folks come across that border and they're not playing. And they got you. When you see, that's why they stopped educating our people. When they take our children and miseducate them, they become functioning illiterates. You don't react off of logic and you don't come off of critical thinking. You react off emotions just like animals. You just move off instinct and emotion. So as I was looking at this stuff, first of all, I told y'all a week ago, I told y'all about, and then I'm going to go into what I got to tell you. It was in the Sun Times, I told y'all, Wednesday, September the 14th, where they show Asian American candidates in Illinois aim to break state records, and they're going to break the bamboo ceiling. That's what the Asians went more than just Chinese. They started talking about all the different folks. But it's interesting because they didn't include the Mexicans. None of the folks from that triangle was they part of this Asian group. But then y'all keep forgetting that Mexicans are both Mexican and white. Oh, yeah, it's on their naturalization. It's on their birth certificate. You look at it. So that's why when you look at the census, they said non-Hispanic white or Hispanic white. So they have both of them. They be white and they be that. But if you look at this whole Asian piece, which is a sleeper, y'all, while y'all talking, they don't include the Mexicans and all of that. Even though when they was talking about the school, that school that they're trying to build over there, they said most of their kids in China, the Chinese people, most of the Asian people, most of their kids go to Kelly. And they said, I think in Kelly school you got most of Hispanics and Asians. But the quality of education is really great. So that was one of the reasons why they said their kids have to go so far, their children, that they have to, they wanted something closer. Because they wanted to make sure their children was educated both culturally and that they was educated. And what they're telling you, they see our children as some dumb morons, really. And they got to think we're crazy. They keep talking about this American dream. And in America, you're not supposed to discriminate. You don't see no blacks in their places working. No blacks in the kitchen. No blacks serving food. No blacks doing anything. But y'all won't pay attention to that. y'all keep eating that Asian, that food, the Koreans. Now, they got folks running from the Vietnamese, the Koreans, the Pakistanians, what them folks' name that was in that plane that just left, the Palestinian, all these folks, they got all of them as Asian. That's why the girl in Detroit, she's really considered an Asian because she's from Pakistan, right? And they got all these folks. But it's not that little triangle. It's not those. It's not the Mexicans. It's not the all those folks that become. Everybody come across the border, but that little triangle right there. I want y'all to know. And so they was talking about how many people they got and what they got running. Now the guy who's over the stuff that y'all probably missed, that y'all gonna be googling while I'm talking. His name was Randy Jew, or you, whatever. He's the co-owner of the Anthony Design Group. And they're printing all the stuff cheap, and they're teaching, and they're doing stuff. What he remind me of is what we did, not this little stuff they had a few months ago telling folks who want to run, come and tell you how to run. Uh-uh. They're very strategic, and they're talking about what they're going to do. And it's really interesting when y'all, it's important to read this. They don't talk about who's a Republican, and they don't talk about who's a Democrat. They just said what the Asians are, what they are going to do. I thought it was really something. What they said they was going to focus, what they was going to be doing. One of the things he said, one of the Asian people in Naperville said that the Asian American have the highest salary, the highest level of education, the highest successful professional. They name all of the things that they have the highs on. In other words, we little dumb Negroes who don't have anything. They're the highs in professional economics, or education, all of those things. It's really funny. He said that's why they have to. They should have been in there. And then they named all the ones who are in there, I'm pulling the paper out and other stuff because some stuff I had kind of underlined to tell y'all about. But it's some really stuff when you see what they're saying and how they're saying that they're saying that why they should be running this country. Now, what I found that was interesting, they didn't use the word color. Until the man who's running, Cho said, unfortunately, that a lion often would, he's running against somebody white, who is white. And that's the only time he said who has connection. That's a big part of why people discount there's a person when there's a person of color. Only time in the whole story, when they need to upset us and make us vote for them, they said the people of color. Other than that, they're talking about the Asian people, and Asian is just not Chinese, it's Vietnamese. They got Vietnamese, Palestinian. What's some folks that came over here from on that airplane? They got them. Now, you know these folks had that many babies. Now, they in school, and you got to understand why they did it, and you got to understand what they're doing, and they're strategically moving. And when they get in their place, when they get there, they don't have no problems working on behalf of their community. Now, I'm not upset about that. I am and I'm not. What I'm upset about is that our elected officials, when they get someplace, they're scared to work on our behalf. Them folks don't care. That's why they was able to pass in Springfield a whole bill saying that Asians or to, we're going to do Asian history. And I can see it very clearly when I read this article, because they were saying all the things Asians have done in this country, and then they was talking about not only all the things they have done, they said they've been in office They had more Asians in office. The Japanese internment wouldn't have happened. They start talking about all the stuff they have endured in this country and all that other stuff. You would think, I said, my God. But yet when y'all start talking about the descendants of enslaved, there's a problem. And you're manipulated because folks come from all different places and they're very competent. We need to be dealing with, give them money and pay them off, and they go sit down. As of this school year, the Asian American history is taught in public schools. That was passed. It was passed in Springfield. They have to teach it. American history requirement in public schools curriculum, titled as the Teaching Equity Asian American History Act. And that is really funny. The new section of study in the Illinois school code would take effect the 22nd school year, 22nd, 23rd school year, and they have to, when I was reading, that's why I'm reading this back over to y'all, because you got to read the article. The article is what they're saying. They want to talk about how it must be a requirement that must be taught the contribution of Asian American toward advancing civil rights from the 19th century onward. Now, you're not talking about the descendants of enslaved who built the country. But we so dumb and we so stupid, we can't do nothing. They the smartest. Okay? The contribution made by individual Asian Americans in government, that's what he was talking about here, in the arts, humanities, and science. I guarantee you, black folks made a lot of advancement in humanity and the arts and the science, all of that. In fact, the only music, the music that the world is singing is the black music. Black music and country western. Those are the people who built the country. And our music, you know, country western, jazz, blues, gospel, that's the American music. But they saying they want you to deal with that. Now, some of you don't got time to talk about them folks. We got to do it. No. Because I was very involved in the organization with Lou Palm and all of them to get our people ready to take over city government, I see what he's doing. And y'all need to take a moment and read it. When he said that they're among the most educated Americans, that they lead highly successful professional lives, and a lot of stuff. Now, they're right. When you go to the doctor, now most of your doctors, your nurses, when you go over to Malcolm X, Malcolm X is almost free college. Malcolm X have a very successful, I mean, when you talk about their medical program over there, y'all need to go look at it if you want to be in a dentist assistant, you want to be nursing. And we're not in there. And why? Because if you had, and they want to say, it's the parents. No, it's not the parents. And folks want to talk about that. I'm not saying we, because I was looking at this young lady taking her baby to Mollison the other day past my house. And she was waving, and the baby was waving. And she was so happy, taking her baby to a failing school. She don't know. Because what they have done is successfully locked the parents out of the schools. I keep telling y'all that. They locked the parents out of the schools when the parent equalizers start organizing to take control of the school. The parent equalizers, which I was the president of. So they start locking it out. Y'all remember that big old thing where they put them signs everywhere? Just like they did reparation, when you had all of these companies paying to have elections, and everybody was running, and they was running for election school board so they could run for office. And then, so they came up with all these reasons why parents couldn't come in there. We was always in the schools, PTA, you know, raising money, doing this, being there for everything, volunteering. They start locking parents out of the school. The parents are really locked out. Now, you said, no, they're not. Yes, they are. Go try to get up in there. It's hard. But in some of these other schools, these parents are not playing. When they're looking at what they're teaching our children, and the parents don't know, black parents don't know, I see everybody fighting but black parents. This sexual stuff they're teaching our children. Oh, our state passed some stuff. And they last session, to be this these pronoun stuff and this sexual stuff, and you got Planned Parenthood now talking about they got an ad out toward children talking about puberty blockers. Now, something is wrong with that. And then they get the children talking. You know, I tell your mama, let me tell you, you need reassignment. I would ask you all to Google and see how many hospitals are doing reassignment, sex reassignment on children. Without parents' consent, most of them, because they done went to the teacher and did all this other stuff and made a decision, this child. They would have reassigned my sex if they'd have been around when I was around. Well, nobody more of a tomboy than I. I was with my brother James Jr. everywhere he went. I could jump a rope. I could shoot marbles. I can jump fence, I can climb trees, and I can go and put my little clothes on and be now a little girl going to church. Or I was messing with my brother because there was two of us. I could fight. And they would have said, my God, we got to get her a puberty blocker instead of letting children grow up and going through what they got to go through. Y'all not paying attention. They are really doing that. Then that should be a criminal, and nobody's saying. The only people that's fighting, the Asian community is saying, no, we're not going to be bothered with that. The Muslim community is fighting, and you got some white parents. Black parents are quiet because they don't understand, because black parents don't really have leadership in the education realm. And the reason I say that is because when I had my children at Mollison, and I told y'all this story before, when I walked my children, they could read, write, everybody knew math and could add and subtract at 5 years old. I had my children reading at 3 and 4. And most black children can say the ABCs, know their name, can read. But they got knocked back, and I really didn't understand when they was getting A's. I thought it was good, but it wasn't, because of continuous progress. And once we understood what it was, I told the parents, and I took a chart and broke that stuff down and showed them what a child should be if they was this, blah, blah. And Carolyn Miles recommended. I didn't recommend a boycott. Miss Carolyn Myers recommended that, and we had Mr. Slater and a whole bunch of folks, parents that was there. Miss Lambert, I see her often sometimes. She was the secretary of the group. And once they understood, they were really to fight for their babies. But right now, there's nobody willing to come forward and tell these parents what their children are learning in school. All they want is for blacks to show up. Show up and vote and go sit down and shut up. So it's very important that y'all read this article in the Trio from Sunday. It's a big article. I mean, in New York, I think they're going to put their own police station up that's separate from ours, from the community. This stuff is so deep that if you look at it, you can't get mad at them. They're the smartest, they say. But then when you check our history, then look at Jimmy's book, The Black Patriot. We're not so dumb. We built a lot of stuff people are built on. Whether it's open heart, and it's deeper than that. You need to read some of Dr. Anderson's Black Labor, White Wealth stuff. You can see, and you should do, with most of the stuff, the basic stuff that they're doing now is based off of what black folks had done, even coming out of slavery. When you look at the people who built schools, people who was able, even we came here and they didn't even allow us. See, we was enslaved. They came over here, sneaking over here to a country that we had built, all these folks. And we was able to. And in the thing, Jimmy talks about the great black American patriot. And you all should get that book. It's simple to look at. And then you can also get other stuff. When you look at Bishop Allen, who started the AME, and what did they do? We had our social programs. We volunteered, we did things, and I'm kind of concerned now because you got a few sisters out there and brothers trying to do a little something, but in terms of our social network and our love for our children and what we need to do is not there. Now, when you look at all back there, being enslaved, all the things that we did, all the hospital we built, did, colleges we built, when you look at Harriet Tubman, and you took a man like Frederick Douglass who could not even read, but she learned to read from the white masters in the Bible. And then you look at her, you look at him, and look what he did and how he fought because he loved his people. Now, somebody told me, said, look at you in that thing, you're going to see Robert Small. Look at the little Captain Small. look and see all the stuff that they did. There's a lot of stuff in there, and it was written. Jimmy, who was a historian, wrote it very simple so that you could share it with your family. But it's other stuff. But so don't say that we can't do. We have the ability. But when you got, look at George Washington Carver. Look at what he did with a peanut. I mean, come on, and how he went to the highest of places. You know, that's just a little bit I'm telling you, but it's so much more. Booker T. Washington, you know, and they want to tear down Booker T. Washington, Abraham, and they tore down statue of the president who helped them build Tuskegee. Are we building it anymore? Some folks say, well, the civil rights movement messed it up. No, it didn't. If you sit and look at all of our economics and what we had, then you're going to find out those who reaped the benefits ran from the community. That we had the generation of black folks that started running before, first time in history. Now you have these other people here. They live everywhere, but they maintain their community and their culture. Nobody's saying you can't live somewhere, but we got a whole lot of money in the black community where black folks was able to make this money because of the fight of the struggle of those from the 50s and the 60s, and even from the time we were here, who gave their life, who stood up, you know, so they could even, Joe Louis didn't make much money boxing and fighting, but we had the Joe Louis Mill. He was in the community. When you look at S.B. Fuller and you look at Mr. Johnson, look at what he did for black people, but all what y'all didn't know is the real estate and all the other stuff he was involved in with T.K. Lawless. T.K. Lawless, a black man who gave all that money to Xavier. He gave some money to the Jewish community back in Israel, but he gave money to Xavier. He and Mr. Johnson had a lot of, they got houses so that black folks would have places to live. They reinvested in the community. If this money these folks got, if they got the money and they reinvested, we wouldn't have these problems. You got to get the great black patriot of American, of great black patriot, American patriot. You, if they reinvest. So that's why I said I'm not mad at these folks. And I'm going to do a whole, I'm writing. But to begin to build a community with a plan. We put folks in office that don't have plans for our community. Let me tell you, when I was in office, I had every inch of my ward plan and had begun to move on it. And those folks knew it. One folk said, we let her get away with this. All of them going to do it. At the time that we went in with Harold and those of us who left in place, we controlled all the land in the city of Chicago. The black elected officials did. We controlled the parks. We had the best transportation. And no, we just want somebody to give us a few dollars and to build something, cut some ribbons. Don't tell me what you can't do. And I know I got to take a break. And I'm going to let y'all talk. All y'all, we're going to really talk about this stuff on the other side, too. But I'm going to try to get a few calls in before. Because there's so much to talk about. You know, you can do it. You're there to represent your people. And that's what these Chinese people, and not just Chinese, they call themselves the Asians. Tammy Duckworth is in that picture. Y'all look at it. But she needs blacks to show up to keep her in the Senate because it ain't enough of them to keep her in. But here she was with the Asians saying she was a Thailand. Now, I didn't know she was a Thailand when she wanted to run for vice president. She said she was an American. You fools. We're the only group of people, the descendants of enslaved blacks in America, that only have one passport. Now, these all these people I'm talking about, and I didn't name all of them. I got so much more to be trying to tell y'all. They have currency, and they have country. And that's what gives them their little power that they think they have. Because they trick you not understanding that America is our country, and America money is our currency because we built this country. We have a right to the resources. So when I see where the Black Caucus talking about the contract, hey, you can take that. It's so much I can. You can get it. What we did to the African American, we did to the home builders, the white home builders. They said they was building these, getting all these lots and this land for a dollar, and it was all in the black community. That's what the land was. And I'm saying, how y'all giving that to them? And then a black contractor had to beg to do one house, and I said, They're not coming in the third war. No, they was mad at me, boy, the unions, everybody. Well, I said, well, I'm going to build, put together our own group. Oh, you ain't going to be able to do that. We was. We put together the African-American Home Builders, three people who really had built from the ground up and someone who had done rehabilitation. And the houses over there around, y'all, well, you'll see the pictures in my book. But we had designated 100 lots for them. And we told them, the ones who knew, to help the ones who didn't, and they had to have, we had an 80-30, had the 80-30 plan in the war. And they built those houses. We broke ground. I know the mayor thought we weren't going to do it. We broke those grounds. And we began to build the houses, just like we built the first greenhouse on 44th Vincent. But when they saw that stuff working, they got nervous. We was going to do Wells Princeton and Shields. We got a whole team together to do that. They said, we got to stop this right now. And I told everybody it was about the land. It was about reparation. And black folks don't understand. They believed the lies about me and my family. Because even the teacher union spent about $5 million in that war. Because we was also talking about education. So if you began to put something together, you can say, but if you let folks just come in and meet with you and say, oh, I want to build this building. Okay, how much you going to get in my campaign? Let me be there to cut the ribbon. Say, no. If you can't say that, you don't need to be in office. We got them folks in Springfield and let the damn Chinese get history, and we still fighting for it. And they talking about they're going to deal with all of this stuff that this country have done to them. And they have not done that much to these people. They able to come here. They ran from the country they were scared to stay and fight in. And they was able to come here to a country that black folks had suffered. And that's why they talk about the Anglo-Saxon, because blacks and Anglo-Saxon built the country to be where it is. And then you had some immigrants that came over, immigrant signs, but we were forced immigrants and to do stuff. So then they had to really make you hate the Southerners, the Southern whites and this and that, and make the black folks turn on the country while they're going right down the middle and they're taking everything. And our children are functionally illiterate. And they got to think we're stupid as black people because of if a community don't fight for their children and for their seniors, there's something wrong. And we can do this, but those who have reaped have to help rebuild the community. Can you imagine if Oprah, Michael Jordan, or some of them had built a restaurant in these black wards, how much other stuff around there would have happened? They could have had one downtown. The Chinese got stuff everywhere, but they got there maintaining their community, the Koreans and all that. And they used the government money. I told y'all, Chinatown, the Koreans expanded with the TIF, and that's how I learned how to do this stuff. I studied their stuff, and that's how I planned that war. Third war was very rich. And we planned it like that so that we could do something. But then they had a fit. They said, So I'm trying to tell y'all, I'm trying to just give y'all a warning that we in so much trouble that you need to check and see what's in the education. And we got to, wherever you are, that's what I want to tell you, wherever you are, I want you to get your group in your school together and go in your school and see what your children are learning. If not, fight. I mean, don't wait for me to do it. The Mollison parents didn't do that. We started fighting at Mollison, and it spread it. So I'm telling black parents to go to those schools. And then I saw where the black caucus, I'm like, we ain't got no contracts. Well, shut the shit down. Set the stuff down. You know, you have the power to do that. And you'll be surprised how many black folks come work with you. But then, no, you don't be like this one Chinese lady who got that new school. You say, I can't do nothing. We can do, y'all. We have the can-do spirit. And I done just talked and talked because there's so much to talk about. And there's so much to talk about how these folks, what all they're doing. I want you to read that article. And I want you to look at the school stuff. They said we just need to show up. And these folks, they got people running everywhere in the Republican. They got them in the Progressive. And they got them in the Democrat. And they're not fighting. And we were right here talking about, oh, I hate you. One man called, Darcy, you must vote for Trump. No, I'm talking about us. Somebody called one day and asked Ebony, why are your mother always talking about Joy Reid? Well, let me answer you today. Joy Reid is from the Congo. her family, her father went back to the Congo. I think it's Congo, even if I'm correct. So she was allowed on affirmative action to go to Harvard. And when she go into teaching, all she do is talk about white supremacy and white supremacy and racism. She don't know. She didn't experience that. She came here and she went to school. Rather than talking about black folks in those positions, should use their time to say, we need to look at what's happening in education. We need to look at what's going on economically. If they got those platforms, rather than wait for somebody to get shot and go make some money or something, they need to be trying to use them, those platforms, to rebuild the community. We have the template. And that's why I said, in over in the Congo, China's taking all of their minerals. And most of these folks who's getting in position now, they left their country. They didn't fight in their country. They came to a country and they understood the economics. And they understood the Constitution, and they began to use it for the benefit of themselves, but to make us act like animals or something. When you don't have an education, and you're gonna act emotionally. And we got to do something about that, y'all. I think we can do it. And I don't have time to take. I'm going to do less talking on the other side, and I'm going to talk, let y'all talk. But I think we got to talk about something here. We got to talk about, don't let these folks play you. Now, Asian is the fastest growing. How are they fast growing? You letting them come across the border? They don't have no babies. Then they tell you, don't have no babies. They kill, our men are being killed. How many babies is that being killed while they're killing each other? How many children being killed? And how many being aborted? What are we doing here, y'all? Wake up. We have the template, and the template is what we need to do here. We have to go back to our God. We got to understand there is a God. You got these satanic people that you're following, that they got, why these other folks saying that they are fighting for their culture and their value system. If you read all of it, even when you read this article, they're going to talk about the value system. Like, we don't have one. We had one, as Art said, code of conduct. Actually, we've been talking about that for years, but with Dr. Anderson and all that. But the thing of it is, we do have it. We have a template, and all of these sororities, fraternities, masons, churches, and everybody to get on their darn job and do something. These folks can do that back, if you like, you're reading the Black Patriot. When they was fighting, we can do more. Because Dr. King gave his life, Malcolm and a lot of other folks, folks you don't even know that fought and believed in black people, and you just doing that. Those who reap the education, the political benefits, have abandoned the community. Educational, political, and economic benefit. And if they just focus, and don't be scared, don't be cowards. What they say, I got to go now. Hey, what they say, a coward dies a thousand deaths and a valiant dies as one. Come on, y'all, we got to do it for our babies. Talk with Chicago 69 WN. I'm on 577-359-169. We're streaming live at www.wn.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. We're on Facebook. We're on group Facebook. We're on Blog Talk. If you miss us, get your coffee, get your tea, and you come on back. And talk to me, and I see Julie didn't announce because he don't know where the black's going to show up. Be right back.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
American soldiers in the 10th Mountain Division scaled that 1,800-foot cliff at night, caught the Germans by surprise, captured key positions, and broke through the German defense line at a pivotal point in the war. Just imagine, I mean it sincerely, I say this as a father of a man who won the Bronze Star, the Conspicuous Service Medal, and lost his life in Iraq. Imagine the courage, the daring, and the genuine sacrifice they all made.
In Louisiana, the Ronald Green case will go to a grand jury next month. Union Parish District Attorney John Belton says prosecutors will begin presenting evidence on November 10th. But did not give details on what charges are being considered. Green, a black man, died after he was beaten and tased by state troopers during a traffic stop in 2019. But footage of the incident was not made public until last year. Felton tells WBRZ-TV, the case will take a while to be processed.
A black man known for representing families and victims of police violence is now taking the federal government to court. Ben Crump is suing over the government allegedly breaking a promise to what he calls socially disadvantaged farmers. He says they were promised that their debt would be paid off if they did various things, which included expanding their operations. The promise was part of the American Rescue Plan passed last year. Instead, Crump says the government got rid of the provision of the law when it passed the Inflation Reduction Act.
The Coast Guard has been sent to Haiti to help stop the ongoing violence happening there, the Miami Herald reports. The Biden administration is implementing new visa restrictions for any Haitians engaging in gang activities. A White House official is reported as saying that it's too early to talk about troops in the country for now. The Coast Guard will patrol the waters.
A black woman who graduated from Spelman College is working to bring more diversity to TV. The Black Information Network's Arnice Davis has a story.
The Black Enterprise reports Paige Simpson is the vice president of television with 21 Laps Entertainment. The production company she works for has brought hit shows like Stranger Things and Arrival. Her most recent show was picked up by Netflix. It's about a black samurai that is set to have a well-known lead actor. But her goal is to bring more diversity to television and the type of content that's being put out on mainstream television. Simpson also works to mentor young adults trying to navigate through the entertainment industry. She says she's grateful for leaders in the television industry like Viola Davis, Forrest Whitaker, and Sean Levy for their help in getting their foundation. Davis with the Black Information Network.
I'm Alexandria Ikamoni with Ray Harris on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
Red, Sam Chapman, Dwayne Powell, Midnight Sun, and more will be performing at this year's Connect South Shore. Join us on Saturday, October 15th and Sunday, October 16th at 7001 to 1737 South Jeffrey. Bring your friends, your family, and loved ones for a two-day community festival with live entertainment, art, vendors, and an outdoor skating rink, all free. Visit ConnectSouthShore.org for more information.
Hey, this is Matt McGill. When I was 7 years old, I lost my mother to breast cancer. All I can say to all my sisters out there, I love you. Get a mammogram. Think pink.
Breast Cancer Awareness Month is powered by our friends at Access Community Health Network. They have 35 locations throughout Chicago and surrounding suburbs to serve you and your family. For an appointment, call 866-267-2353 or visit the website achn.net.
The Chicago Fire Department is looking for a few good men and women. Well, actually, a lot of them. If you are between 18 and 38 years of age, it is time to ignite your career and join the hottest team in town. Become a Chicago Firefighter EMT. They are offering great pay and benefits. Apply online at www.igniteyourcareercfd.com. That's www.igniteyourcareercfd.com. Applications are being accepted now through Monday, October 17th. Pass it on. The Chicago Fire Department is hiring. Apply today.
Smoking and obesity are the two leading causes of death in the U.S. Tobacco use is the leading preventable cause of death, and it continues to be a major public health problem. Two-thirds of American adults are overweight or obese, and approximately 9 million adults who are obese are smokers. Hi, this is host Dana Devine. This Saturday on the Equal Health, Equal Hope show, we'll talk about the urgency to curb smoking and obesity just so we can live longer. Saturdays at 11 a.m., listen to Equal Health, brought to you by Equal Hope. Everyone deserves the best possible health care.
We know there is nothing small about running a small business. Our dreams are bigger than the blocks we represent. Our hopes are higher than any obstacle set. Our goals make way for the generations to follow. And our imaginations outweigh all they said was impossible. Comcast Rise has provided $11 million in grants and services to 8,000 businesses in 590 cities. Because we know when one rises, we rise together. Apply today for a chance to receive a $10,000 business grant from Comcast Rise. And keep rising. Keep rising. Keep rising. Visit ComcastRise.com. That's ComcastRise.com.
Greetings, family. This is Salim Muwatil, and I'm asking you to check in with America's most astute radio audience every Saturday between 7 and 10 p.m. and astound family and friends with your bulging mind muscles. Join our global classroom where we always look for patterns in the world's chaos.
On the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Founded on the belief that diversity enriches learning and that a diverse community benefits everyone, Francis W. Parker School is deliberately diverse. They educate students to think and act with empathy, courage, and clarity as responsible citizens and leaders in a diverse democratic society and global community. At Parker, they nurture your child's knowledge, encourage their individuality, and instill confidence in them. Their open house for junior kindergarten through third grade is Saturday, October 15th at 10 a.m. RSVP now at fwparker.org/admissionevents. That's fwparker.org/admissionevents.
Hey, it's Bruce Montgomery, the business advocate. Are you a business owner or aspiring entrepreneur? Are you looking to grow your business? Sign up for the Small Business Tech Symposium today. Join us on Tuesday, October 18th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Malcolm X College for an impactful event hosted by World Business Chicago. Get your free ticket now at worldbusinesschicago.com/tech symposium. Don't miss out on a half day of inspiring speakers, panels, networking lunch, educational workshops, and an opportunity to get pro bono professional services for your business. Limited tickets are available now. RSVP today at worldbusinesschicago.com/tech symposium. Move your business into the future. You won't want to miss this event.
She's known poverty and hunger. She's known food stamps and what it's like to be a rent check away from living on the streets. With part-time jobs and loans, Tammy Duckworth earned a college degree. And then she became one of the first women in the Army to fly combat missions in Iraq. She came home badly wounded, but she continued to serve. In the United States Senate, Tammy Duckworth has been working for our families to make everyday costs more affordable. Her plan to lower health care and prescription costs? Tammy voted to cap insulin costs at $35 a month and cap prescription drug prices for all seniors. And Tammy Duckworth voted for new laws to create manufacturing jobs in our community. Good-paying jobs with benefits. Tammy delivers results.
I'm Tammy Duckworth, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy for Illinois.
The National Association of Black-Owned Broadcasters, NABOB, will host the 46th Annual Fall Broadcast Conference and 22nd Power of Urban Radio Forum as part of the 2022 Buy Black Conference, Wednesday, October 19th through Friday, October 21st, 2022, at the MGM National Harbor Resort and Casino, Washington, D.C. The Buy Black Conference brings together industry leaders, programming, and educational tracks specifically curated for black-owned businesses and black-owned broadcast media businesses. You don't want to miss the NABOB Power of Urban Radio Forum and the Buy Black Conference presented by AARP, Toyota, and the Army ROTC, and also made possible by General Motors, Dentsu, and Geo Broadcast Solutions. The 46th Annual Fall Broadcast Conference and 22nd Power of Urban Radio Forum. Log on to NABOB.org and register today.
From the Xfinity Studios at WVON, it's Dorothy Tillman on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Let's But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop. I don't mind.
Days ahead. He said, but it was going to be all right because he'd been to the mountaintop and he didn't mind. But he didn't know how difficult. So Dr. King understood the World House, and you work with the world. But he never thought we'd become so complacent and stupid that we wouldn't be part of the world. Or we wouldn't be part. One thing they said in that thing, as I'll talk about it later, is that they said, we don't want to be at the table and be the menu. We want to be at the table because we don't want to be the menu. Well, that's something we used to say all the time. He thought that people would come back and rebuild community. And that's why I fight so hard, because of people like Dr. King, Bevel, and all these other folks. It is, and it's not just happening in Chicago. It's happening all over the country. Detroit is totally empty now. Look at it. It is 7 o'clock right in the city of Chicago. You know what we do at 7 o'clock. You have to just tell folks it's all right to be black. Like, these folks are all right to be Chinese and Asians and whoever they are, because they got currency and they got country. And you run around talking about, ooh, I knew the majority, the minority, people of color, diversity, and then you want to know why your magazine is going out and your children are buying diversity. Take a deep breath, y'all, because it's all right to participate, but you can't sit at the table hungry. Take a deep breath. It's time for that black, black thing. Is that black? I understand. Come on, y'all. Take a deep breath. Black, 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 black. Come on, y'all. Black, 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 black. One more time, y'all. One more time. Black, 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 black. Is that black enough for you?
Tonight and plead with you. Believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody. As I said to the group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Tennysonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with the pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own Emancipation Proclamation.
That's what I'm talking about, y'all. That's what I'm trying to get us. That's where we got to go, y'all.
Let anybody take your manhood.
Don't let nobody take your manhood.
Be proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of. Somebody told a lie one day. They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. Always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure. Ha! But I want to get the language right.
That's the problem. Most folks don't have the language. They don't have the language, Dr. King. They do not have the language. Get it right.
I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry out, yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and beautiful.
Yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black, and I'm beautiful. Get the language right. And that's what happened. Those who want to use us for black stuff, I'm black, get me. But they have the language wrong because they have an ill heart. We got too many folks in office or too many folks in position that do not believe in God. Well, they play with God. They don't go to no church. They don't pray. They don't come together. We had prayer. We stayed together, y'all. And that's what I was, and I was re-looking at this article and looking how they were talking about they have a value system and they work hard, you know. And I had read something the other day where they damn near said that our people are lazy. You know, you better wake up, y'all. We can do this. We can do this. We got to do it in the name of our children. There's no way. We got to take, wherever you are, in the sound of my voice, you get your, if you got kids and children in school or you have grandchildren, you go deal with your area and go up in there and see what they're doing. They're not just doing this in Illinois. They're doing it all over the country. What about that beta blocker they're giving our children? Y'all know about that. These hospitals tell me, you come on, what's been talking to these children in the, well, you don't know what sex you are and all that other stuff. It's so much, everything but math, science, so they can compete. World history, how you going to discuss the world if you don't know world history? How you going to fight with the Constitution if you don't know it? But they use everything against us and have us running around here. I'm just tired of it. I'm just crazy. Now we got someone at the people of Biden. I'm going to send some of them back, right? Now they finna protest and fight. What right do they have? They got them everywhere. That's mentioned, they was talking about those flights that was carrying those children. I won't talk about that right now because that's a whole other story. But and then I heard on the Black Network when I was listening, I didn't know that, about what Biden talking about the Haitian gangs. What about them other gangs? That's what I'm saying. Y'all don't understand what you're dealing with. And we're almost on the brink of war. I just didn't get into that. You know, we're about to get into a nuclear war, and they're talking about reinstating the draft, but that's a whole other subject. I wanted to deal with this first because we are in the middle of a political campaign and we're getting ready to do something. It's 591-6979, 775-9699. The Talk of Chicago right here in the great city of Chicago at the great WVON, which we should have even more because it's one of the greatest radio stations in the nation owned by black people, and y'all supposed to be out there saying, go over there and advertise with VON. No, y'all don't say that. Y'all just get on the radio and talk. Our number is 773-5969. We're streaming live at www.von.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Tickets as you go. If you missed anything, go to Blog Talk, Coffee Tea Conversation, Blog Talk Radio, and look it up. Now, what I'm going to do, y'all come on. I'm going to talk. I'm going to listen to y'all. I'm going to talk to y'all and see what you got to say. But I don't need all this other stuff. Please don't give me this stuff. I can't take it. We can do this. Our forefathers did it with less than what we have. And people have died to give you more. So let's do this. Good morning, Darva.
Hey, good morning. God bless you, all the men. You talking some good stuff this morning. You should come back and run again.
No, I don't need to run. You should have been down there. No. Should have been down there when it was lying on me. Don't worry about it. No.
Okay.
I'm doing what God is telling me to do.
All right, okay. If I've been lifted up from the earth, I would draw men into me. That's what I'm talking about, God. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Amen, my sister. I just want to say this to you. You have said so many great things this morning. They are all the things that I wanted to talk about. I'm just going to say it real quick. I just believe, just saying, I believe that our activists, our preachers, our politicians, and our organizations and leaders have sold us out. They run us from Republican to Democrat, for Democrat, Republican, whoever gives them the biggest money back. I just cannot believe that all of the people that's getting these contracts and to work on these campaigns and different things, they have never been in politics. They're just looking for anybody to do whatever needs to be
done. It's Esau in the Bible. Esau sold his birthright for a bowl of soup, and not all of them. We got to leave room for some. Too many of them is being Esau, and there is a God. And when you're selling out these babies like this, and you're not doing nothing about these babies, Jesus said,
"Them baby,
they are the salt of the earth."
That's right, Dorothy.
Yes,
I'm going back with my organization for the youth. Let me tell you what I love about the older people, our grandmothers, grandparents, and our mothers, our parents. The 70, 80, 90-year-olds, they stood up and they spoke up.
Yeah, they spoke up on a lot of different circumstances. All I said is about your children. Look, it's about the children, daughter. I can't talk to them. It's about the children.
Okay, go ahead.
All of our children. It's not like my children, they have to go to church, my grandchildren and all, and we have some values and do other stuff, and we do have it. And there's other folks out there just like me. Get the phone, Evan. There's other folks just like me. It's like, wherever you are, drop your bucket and start fighting. Be Booker T. Washington. Thank you so much. Good morning, Israel.
Yeah. Oh, thanks for taking my call.
Drop your bucket, my brother. Drop your bucket wherever you are, and let's do it.
I dropped it in Ohio over the weekend, and it was interesting. Are you familiar with Dr. Steele?
Think of
STLC.
Oh, yeah, Charles Steele.
Okay, yeah, I had no knowledge of him. My brother's FOI.
He's in Atlanta. He's out of Montgomery. He's out of Alabama.
Okay. Him and Charleston came up there and fought for this construction site. And I was like, I was listening. It seemed like Chicago. But I want to back up a little bit, saying the lady in the hat is okay.
I'm going to call Steele.
Yeah, please do. Please do. Because we need to boycott Sherman Williams.
Yeah, but let's come on. Let's come here to Chicago.
I'm trying to tell you, when I drop my bucket here, these people. I'm going to back up. Is the lady in the hat okay calling you? Because my mother told me. I got to fall in line with the lady in the hat. You must have been hooping and hollering down the city hall. But
say to you, Israel, is drop your bucket where you stand and be willing to fight, be willing to go down with it. Drop your bucket.
All right, we'll reach out to Dr. Steele here and let you know, and we're going to come to Chicago.
I'm talking. I ain't trying to. Ohio people who are listening to me, drop your bucket. You right here, Israel.
They dropped it. I'm trying to tell you something. They sold us out here.
That's not just in Chicago. We have a problem all over the country.
That's my point. That's what I'm trying to tell you. When I went to Cleveland, I was like going to Mecca. I came back with a new vision.
It's all over. You got to understand. Post-traumatic slavery syndrome is here. And these folks, in order to take over this country, they have to destroy black folks. There's a mindset in the education system. We're behind everybody in this country. So drop your bucket. Thank you so much. Let's drop our bucket and let's do what we got to do. It's just that simple. Hey, Art.
Morning, Miss Tilden. How are you?
I'm all right, Art. How you doing?
I'm doing 100%. First of all, I don't know whether it's just misnomer. I never said that we do not have a...
Oh, no. That ain't what I said. I said we need to have a coyote. You didn't mean everybody. It's our community that we've had it. We got to go back to it.
And re-implement it. That's number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, every time you play Dr. King and Frank and all these people call in talking about Dr. King being the prophet and all these different things.
Uh-huh.
If you listen to him, I'm just using a different language. He said the same thing. He said, we must, as black people, do for ourselves and get our own resources and develop our own community.
That's why somebody needs to listen to that. I had a dream listening at the whole speech. Hell, over y'all,
but
wake up over there. They need to listen.
Listen
to the whole speech. Dr. King was deep. He was my teacher,
This is what's so interesting. People are so bitter and angry because I speak and they feel somehow I don't understand. And then when they hear Dr. King, everything he said,
let me ask you this so I can go past. Yes. I know about Dr. King. Are you going to drop your bucket where you are?
I've already done that.
All right, that's all
I
we need.
I never not doing that. Now, last point, uh-huh. And I will end with this. And what now? And
what
may
now?
God continue to bless.
What now is drop your bucket. And let's do it.
There you go. That was the first answer.
Thank you. Drop the bucket where you stand, and let's do what we got to do. If you read the Black Patriots, you know, if you do that, oh, it's real simple. Look at some other stuff. Drop our bucket. If you really is a minister and you believe in God and stop prostituting who Dr. King were prostituting, but get into them, get on it. And if you try, you follow God, he will lead you. Our brothers who have been enslaved, look what they did. We got to stop being led by outside demons. I know Mama D want to say something about that.
Yes, hallelujah. Greetings, and I want to say it quickly. We've got to get the language straight. The Kerner Report of 1967 created affirmative action to deal with the two Americas, one white, one black, separate and unequal. That's white society created, white institutions maintained, and white society condoned. And the National Resolve had three solutions. One of them was to encourage blacks to go to other areas to keep the future from being predominantly poor and predominantly Negro. So blacks didn't want to go to other areas. So they tore down public housing and forced migration, and they changed the language from blacks to minorities, which consist of other countries, and they made laws to bring them in and cut us out.
Okay.
That is why we must, first of all, name ourselves NAA, Indigenous Native American Africans. If you're in the country before it becomes a country, you are
we build it, and everybody want to come over here and take it. What? How you going to drop your bucket, Mama D? You got to drop your bucket, baby. Right there in your block, in your area, we got to start dropping our buckets wherever we're in these countries, and we got to save these babies, go to these schools. There's a school in your area. We got to get contracts, go to these elected officials. Don't say blacks got to just show. If the blacks show up, we're going to be all right.
No, they want us to just vote and shut up while they make laws to cut these other people in. The 14th Amendment says in order to be a citizen, if you're not born here, you must be naturalized. It means you must
That's
read,
right.
write, and speak English, and they done skipped
all over
that.
Well, wait a minute. Speaking
that.
Of that, you see, I'm in a different languages when you go vote. There's all them languages.
Exactly.
See?
They are in violation of the 14th
yes,
Amendment.
Yes, they are, but
they
we are letting
citizens.
That. That's why they feeling all powerful, and they're making black folks feel like we're stupid, and we're not. Did you see that 30,000 illegals that they sent absentee ballots to in this, I can't
our
remember
people
city.
Right here in Illinois don't have fresh water to drink, and they are making disaster relief for not only sanctuary settlers, but now it's sanctuary seekers.
Oh, it's deep.
And 3,000 already came to
that's
the
deep because they made Illinois a sanctuary state because the blacks only got to show up, and we send folks down there to represent us, and they just these folks voted for this Chinese history. They voted for that, and they gave us Juneteenth, which was, to me, made no sense.
Which is disinformation. There is that slavery did not end with no Juneteenth. They cut out our country.
I know it. We're not going to go into explaining it right now. I just said that when they passed that, that's what they gave us. Them folks, look, folks get paid. They get this. They get that. They're there to serve.
I but know.
Something
I
happened
know.
To them when they get down there.
And laws that disfavor us. That's why the sons of former slaves and slave owners have to get together.
I like that.
They're both being cut out.
We're going to have to take that out of Dr. King's speech and start talking about it. That's why they want you to hate Southern whites. The country belongs to us. Thank you so much. I tell you, David, you said.
Yeah, good morning,
what are we going to do? We're going to drop our buckets. We got to start looking at the buckets where we stand and get the people together. And we got to make sure we're going to them schools that you're in. Because Mollison started, because of Mollison's struggle, and we started this movement in Chicago, it elected Harold Washington. It made Lou Palmer and all of us come together and get Beerpo. It was us coming together because we dropped our bucket at Mollison, and it created a whole movement. That's why when these folks talk about Harold, they never talk about the people. One for Harold, the people, Harold wouldn't have been in.
Yes, ma'am. Ms. Tillman,
mm-hmm.
The old saying goes like this, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But now it look like it's broken. We got some fixing to do.
Yeah.
And so far as, like, the public schools, I agree with you. We taxpaying citizens.
Yeah.
What gives them authority to isolate our children so they can abuse them and indoctrinate them into the LGBTQ
community? Well, they're doing that in the schools here, too. And not only that, they're doing this. The parents better look out about this puberty blockers and see what these folks' kids are getting. And I saw an ad from Planned Parenthood doing a puberty blocker ad. Now, when you ever did an ad for medicine for children, it's really deep. But then these other places, the Asians, the Hispanics, and some, they said, no, you ain't doing that for our children. And they separating their children out. And they really, because they know our children mind, our children are smart, they're destroying them. So drop your bucket out of school in a block in an area you meet with some parents and go in them schools and tear it up like these other folks doing.
And they started getting paid. And we go all the way back from Carter G. Wilson, the Miseducation of the Negro.
Yeah.
And they steady doing us. They steady doing
but
us.
I'm saying to you, David, are you willing to drop your bucket and do something about this? Just go in your area. Folks, you got to start. Y'all got to start. You got to start a revolution. Where you are, and it grows.
Yeah, you got a point. But I got to be, we got to be careful. You know, the black men and everything, because as soon as we get up wild and angry, you know.
Black men to be angry. There's the men and the women, the family. We talking family stuff here. We're not separating men and women. We talk because when the Mollison parents stood up, we had the fathers and we had the mothers. We're talking about family. We can't be like them. We need to stop these folks from messing with our men.
Yes, ma'am. Well, the best thing I can do is, when I show up and don't be late to them polls, I got to do my thing, you know what I'm saying? Instead of being taken for granted,
I'm talking about dropping your bucket. And if we don't deal with our children, the education of their minds, it's all over. And I'll be 76 on my birthday. All of us out here, we done did, and they're waiting for all of us to go on off because we understand it. But if you don't take care of your children, it's over. Thank you so much, David. It's about the children. I got Tyree from Atlanta. Tyree, how you doing, my brother?
I'm still here, Ms. Stillman.
How you doing?
I want to contribute. That's what I'm trying to tell you. I'll call to make
you a contribution. You on the line. You on the line now, Tyree. You on the line. You on the air.
Yeah. I'm 80 years old. I'm Marcus Dudley King in Albany, Georgia. I'm a Georgian.
Atlanta, Georgia.
You were from
Albany, huh? You was down there. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I was down there.
They have to understand that struggle. Albany was a big struggle. I'm from Montgomery. I'm from Montgomery, but I know about the Albany struggle. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I've been to your town, Montgomery. I've been over there. I've been to Salem. I've been all over there. I'm a businessman. I was one of the first black to work for a major white insurance company.
Yeah.
I went to Albany State College University in Albany. It's Albany State University now.
Yes, sir.
But I was able to get my job before I finished school because I was able to pass the tests that the white people were putting out there.
Yeah.
So I'm in position to give a humanitarian project. I have a gentleman that worked with me from Chicago. That's why I got your number and everything. And I want to come and sit down and get with you all were talking about putting a program putting an agenda together. We need, I have the resources to put an agenda together.
Tyree, Mr. Tyree,
yes.
I'm going to have my daughter to get your number. Okay, put him on hold and get his number because my board is lit up and we'll talk. I'll call you. It'll be sometime next week. Okay? All right. She getting his number? Tell him I'll talk to him next week because she took away before he said it. I tell you, good God Almighty, Mustafa.
Hey, good morning,
Cincinnati.
Dorothy.
Cincinnati, how you doing?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
All right, you're from Cincinnati, aren't you, Mustafa?
No, I'm from Chicago, but I moved out here.
Oh, Mustafa from Ohio.
No, I'm from Chicago.
Uh-huh.
Right there on 47th and Vincennes.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I moved out here to teach and work for a multinational corporation.
Uh-huh.
I dropped my bucket yesterday at a meeting.
Yeah.
About getting the language right.
Yeah.
And one particular term they always use at this company is inclusion.
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, you use that word quite frequently, but it's very few African-American indigenous people in management positions.
Uh-huh.
Why is that?
Well, hold up, because when you say African-American, they say, oh, yeah, we got a lot of blacks there. We got them from here and there, but I'm glad you said the descendants of enslaved blacks.
Absolutely, absolutely. The descendants of enslaved people.
Uh-huh.
You do not have them in enough management positions.
Mm-hmm.
When I say enough, I say, really, we only see two.
Now, you know, Mustafa, that's kind of what we was doing. That's how you got all these different folks on these boards, and you got them in place, even making sure they got paid athletic and all that. But when they get the money, they'd be scared to work on behalf of black folks. They won't do it. Say, I can't do that. They'd be scared to come back and rebuild our community. And when you do all that fighting, they do that. So we got to figure out a way to make these folks don't be scared.
Well, I tell you what, the term inclusion has included everybody,
yes.
And we have become the last on the totem pole.
We became excluded.
Right, absolutely. Absolutely, absolutely. So I'm working on that here.
Well, you know, Dr. Anderson said, I remember I brought him here, but it was about, he told us about 2010 or 2012, we was going to be fourth. And when we be fourth, it's going to be something. But anyway.
It's going to be something.
Thank you, Mustafa.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Keep getting, you're the one that have your students and stuff listening in Ohio. I thank you for that, too. Oh, my God. Pastor Daniels.
Good morning, Alderman Tillman. How are you?
I'm fine, Pastor Daniel. How you doing?
I'm doing great, fantastic, and I like your dropping bucket situation there, but when you've been dropping your bucket, there's nothing else to say, is it?
Well, you got to look at it and make sure you're dropping it in the right place and include
Oh, yes, you already know. I'm 68 years old. I know where to drop mine.
I know. Let's
but
drop
let me
my
ask
bucket.
You a question.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let me ask you this question, and then I'm going to get off there, and I want you to answer it for me. I did not know that they took cursive writing out. We went to register a young man to vote the other day,
uh-huh.
And he printed his name, and then we said, now put your signature there. And he just scribbled something. He said, I said, how come you can't sign? You know, he said,
they don't teach it in our
school. He said, we don't know. So I didn't know that they took that out. And when did they take it out? Did they take it out on the Dr. Rufus Williams? Or what happened there? I'm gonna hang up and I'll listen.
I know. Okay, thank you. They not only have taken our cursive, math, science, music, art, where you put on plays in our schools, but in the schools that your leadership, if they have any children go to, and these other folks go to, they give them a holistic, roundabout, a whole rounded education, and that's why I'm telling parents, and just community people. And I know some of y'all are on the local school council and frustrated. I know a few of y'all. But if you begin to take a moment and just organize the schools in your area and look at what these folks are doing, we can fight back. You wait till after the election is over with. Because these folks passed some laws down in Springfield that's detrimental to our children. All over the country, our children are being messed up. But not all the children. That's why the Asian went their own school. They don't want to go to Phillips. They don't want to go to Dunbar. They don't want to go to DuSable or something. It used to be some of the greatest schools because they know the resources are not there. And those folks are making functionally literate students so they can act emotional. They can act emotionally and not act rationally and don't think critical thinking. I tell you, it's something else. Michelle.
Thank you for taking my call, Ms. Tillman. I'm so glad that Elder called and you're going to get a chance to hear
from
him.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to him because I know about the movement in Savannah. I'm going to enjoy talking to him.
Yes, and what I called to say was that nowadays when you say the word suffering, it translates to volunteering, according to Black Law's Dictionary.
Mm-hmm.
So we weren't suffering. We were forced.
Yes.
Into labor. So when we get our reparations, watch how many people change their status to
well,
black.
Well, you know, repairing the damage is almost out for black folks right now until we regroup. Because you got everybody.
Okay, but on the
I
education.
But everybody got all kind of ways they're doing it. And a lot of them been bought out by these corporations who was part of the enslavement. So
I have a question, too.
Mm-hmm.
When they did the documentary with Jimi Hendrix and the hippies got together, I think it was around the time that Dr. King was assassinated. And they used that as a calming mechanism. But what I noticed is that the Asians that were participating in that, that's where they got their firsthand training. They were students, and they were combining with African Americans and Caucasians to study us so that they could do exactly what we were doing, protesting.
Well, we always been back then. The University of Chicago, they had a fit. They put a lot of money into making sure, because they're getting the land. It's all kind of stuff going. We're always being studied because we are smart people. Thank you, Michelle.
So what was that? What was that era, Miss Tillman? I couldn't remember if that was before King or after King.
I don't know. I have to look that up. I'll ask Ebony to find
out. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Ebony just told me about the Voting Rights Bill Act was amended for language minority group. But right now, in spite of all that stuff, we can pontificate all we want, but if we don't drop our buckets, I'll say it like this. The Mollison parents made a decision that we were going to deal with this whole educational system. We went to jail, we went to court, and the community got fired up. We turned the defender from a pictorial paper to a reading paper, and we were there every day, which then grew. Lou Palmer was on the radio as a talking drums, because we had went through the whole thing with the congressional piece, which is another piece I'll tell you about later. But out of that came C. Buck and Bippo, and we began to teach our people. But we put all these schools, we had 80% of the schools mobilized into the parent equalizers. But the movement grew out of the Mollison parents. If the Mollison parents had not been fighting, that energy might not have been in. All kind of movement grew out of that we all was a part of. You know, that's why we got Jane Byrne, with what she did with CHA, what she did with the board. It's interesting that Michael Scott on that board voted to build that new school for those Asians. He's a disgrace to the black people. He should have voted no. If he'd have voted no, they wouldn't have gotten it. His father was on the board when we fought Jane Byrne about throwing him off. I was really hurt to see Michael Scott do that. Thank you. I'm going to talk to Kirkland because I'm not spoke with him in a little while. Kirkland, it's good to talk to you.
Oh, good morning. It's good to be talked to.
Uh-huh.
Look, Glenn Watts, who co-wrote Is It Because I'm Black, he passed, and he was funeralized yesterday in Newark, New Jersey.
Sid Johnson wrote Is It Because I'm Black.
No, that's a co-writer.
Oh, with Sid Johnson.
And Watts was a co-writer of that.
Oh, okay, with Sid Johnson.
He also wrote We're Still Friends with Donny Hathaway.
Yeah, because, you know, Sid Johnson passed a few months ago. It hurt my heart.
Right. He and his brother.
Yeah, his brother's name was Johnson.
Jimmy.
Yeah, because Sid's real name wasn't Johnson. His other name wasn't Johnson.
His last name was Thompson.
Thompson. He changed it to Johnson. And it's because he and Marsha Thompson are the first cousins. Thank you so much, Kirkland, for getting
That Voting Rights Act.
Hello? Tell me what you're going to say, because we're dropping our bucket today.
Yeah, how they changed it, they classified language minorities or language minority groups. They specifically named them.
Right.
American Indian, Asian American, Alaskan Natives, or of Spanish heritage. Now, let me show you what they did.
And then they stopped putting the LGBT, all the alphabets in there.
The last revision of it, because they've revised it several times.
Uh-huh.
Look at what they named it. The short title of it is the Fannie Lou Hamer, Rosa Parks, and Coretta Scott King Voting Rights Act Reauthorization and Amendments Act.
Well, that's because that's that dog whistle that we'll talk about later about.
Yeah.
Whistle that dog so people be emotional and not be rational. Because when you're emotional, they can take you any darn where.
They slide these things through on us.
Uh-huh. Thank you, sir.
We got to pay attention.
We got to drop our buckets, Kirtland. We got to drop it right now. We ain't got too much time. Thank you so much. I tell you, okay. Frank, now I almost don't want to come to you. Bring me this mess, Frank. Hello, Frank. You got a minute.
Oh, my God. This is my sister. I love you, Miss Tillman.
I love you more. You got a minute.
Okay. Oh, thank you. That's more enough. Miss Tillman,
thank
seconds.
You
for that. Oh, my God, you better stop that, woman. I love you still. Miss Hillman, thank you for the opening of the eyes with the Asian and also the Klan that you're not mad at them, because you're right. We should be like them, okay? And other structures,
I said be
too.
Like them. I said I'm not angry at what they're doing.
Right.
I mean,
exactly.
I want to be like us because we have a template. No. We don't need to be like anybody. Wait, hold up, Frank. Frank, shut up for a minute.
I didn't say
we need to be like them. Black Americans have a template that we've been using since we was enslaved and came to this country. I don't want to be like them. I'm not angry at them. We need to look at our template and begin to do how I got over. Sometimes my soul look back and wonder how I got over and what we did.
Right.
Let's deal with our template.
Right. But I was referring to what you were referring to as far as business-wise. And you're right. Ain't nothing working this shop agent. But I think we are the same way with our barbecue places and et cetera. But I'm going to ask you a question too, Ms. Tillman. I'm going to ask you a question. Now, you know, you're my elder, and I am a baby boomer, though. And I have never heard Dr. King refer to himself as a prophet. And I know for a fact only God.
Most prophets don't refer to themselves as prophets. Okay, you'll never hear Jeremiah does not refer to himself as a prophet. So most prophets don't. Don't let me tell you what I think Dr. King was. I ain't gonna get into that because it might have been the second coming. Thank you so much. You know, Dr. King died. Hey, I'm very sensitive when you start getting into Dr. King. Understand that, because most folks would have been in Dr. King's position. Because, look, he knew that he was going to get shot. When they called him in Memphis and said, this is going to be it, we're going to get you. And he had gotten so many different calls like that before. You know, his thing was, well, come on. Because they were supposed to get him the first time when they had that ride that black folks was part of that broke the windows and stuff. It's on History Channel. They showed that stuff. But because of James Orange and all of them who grabbed somebody's car and threw Dr. King up in there, you know, his thing was always, I'm not going nowhere. We used to make him go places to save him. Like we was on the west side over there, and they burned up the west side and started to ride in 66 on the west side, and it went from Mahalia Jackson. We wouldn't have got him out of there. We said, Dr. King, you got to go. I'm not going nowhere. He'll get stubborn. I'm tired of people saying, I'm running. No, we know you don't run. We need you. Let us be here to fight that. You go. We need you to tell a story. So I'm and Dr. King dealt with his death often. And he was a man. He wasn't a coward. He died once. He didn't die 1,000 times. And all these folks, I'm so sick of them putting Dr. King in their mouth. I'm sick of them celebrating him with bull. He gave his life. If he had been like some of these cowards, he was, okay, I'll stop. And he died poor. He wouldn't take their money because he wanted to be free. When he got the Nobel Peace Prize, he split up among all the civil rights groups. And I want you to understand, Dr. King's not talking about economics. Look at the NBC thing. Interview he did in color. And when he started talking about economics and the war in Vietnam, some black leaders got together and said, Martin, stay in your lane and all that mess. So, hey, we got a war going on now. He would be talking about that war. We almost in nuclear war. That's a whole other thing that I'll deal with later. I tell you. Minister Plump, can I just...
We on Yashalom. We don't die. We multiply black power forever. Assalamu alaikum. Yes, ma'am. I just want to say happy Million Man March to everyone. This is the 20.
Where you dropping your bucket at, Minister Plump, today? I got to go now.
Thank you very much. We're going to be celebrating at Lake Grove Village at 3515 South Cottage Grove this Sunday and next Sunday. At from 2:30 to 4:30.
Tobacco Road.
That's
okay.
A man.
I'm gonna play a little of Tobacco Road and come back to the phone because we want folks
Thank
to bring
you.
It home. Thank you. We want y'all to come on. Bill Lou Rawls said, "Bring it home." That's my brother, Lou Rawls. Listen, we got to bring it on home. That's what we came through. I'm coming back to y'all in a minute. I got a few lines. I'm gonna come back and I'm gonna keep on talking y'all till I can. If you want to get Tillman Handbook of Great Black American Patriot, who couldn't find it? Look under the TillmanFamilyPress.com. 50% off the code welcome. Welcome 15. Come on, Lou Ross. It'll help you out for your children.
How I love.
And getting the wrong books, too.
This place called Tobacco.
You might love, but come on home. Don't be ashamed of it. You let the white folks run you out, they come in and rebuild it, then you try to get back in. Hey,
the only life I'd ever known.
Tobacco Road, Tobacco Road, Lou Rawls.
But the Lord knows I loathe Tobacco Road.
If you love it, these folks come back and build a community, even if they move out. What good is for you to make it and be scared to come back? If you didn't make it, you're all you made it because somebody died. Woo! Yeah!
Get a job.
Hey.
With the help and the grace.
With the help and the grace of God. Come on back home.
I'll save my money.
Yeah.
Get rich, I know.
What you gonna do with it, Lou?
Bring it back to Tobacco Road.
No, why?
Bring dynamite.
Yeah, I gotta set that stuff up.
And the crane.
Woo!
Blow it up and start all over again.
We're gonna build it up, Edward Lou.
I'll build
a
town. Be proud to show and keep the name Tobacco Road.
It's our home, y'all.
Cause it's home.
Bring it on down. Bring it on down. It's home, y'all. It's home. It's home.
The only life.
Only the life you ever know. Come on back home. We'll do like everybody else do. I'm going back to the phone, and y'all got 30 seconds, so I'm almost out of time. But I'm going to take as many calls as I can before I go. Reverend Witherspoon, 30 seconds.
God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Thank God for you and your family. Thank God for the work that you're doing. At Harold Watson Sound, you made an impact across the city of Chicago. And I just want to tell you the mindset. You've got to get off the plantation and get out of plantation mindset and get a promised land mindset. Well, God said the promised land. The promised land is here. It's ours. We built this country, so we have to claim it's ours. Jesus paid the price. Everything we need, daughter. So you be encouraged. You should be a millionaire before you leave this earth. A multi-millionaire. Keep investing your mind.
Okay, thank you so much.
God bless you.
God bless you. Man's on call and said to tell people that Punch 9 is in the theaters now. That's the movie that somebody wrote about Harold Washington. I didn't talk to those people. But it's all right. It's worth seeing. I don't know. I'm going to go critique it. I'm going to go see Mosley, too. Mosley, his husband's in the movie, too. Look, I want to announce a very good friend and a spiritual lady who was like a sister to me, Mother Thelma Washington, who passed. Our children used to be together at Tabernacle Missionary Baptist Church, but she moved on to go to Nehemiah at some point. Mother Thelma Washington, her funeral is today. Today, wakes at 10, service at 11 at the Pioneer Missionary Baptist Church, 315 East 106th First Place in South Harlem, Pioneer Missionary Baptist Church. In my heart, I love Miss Washington was a very strong supporter of the Harold Washington Culture Center, very strong supporter of Harold Washington, a very strong supporter of the community. To the family, we love you. We'll see you later. I'm going to run home, change clothes, and go out there. Thank you so much. Joe.
Yeah, I appreciate your show. It's great. Great. I just had a question. It's like this. You question black people and they love each other. There's no more unity. Remember when we used to be down south, people would drive by in the car. Anybody it was, folks would be waving from you on the front porch. How did we go from there?
No, they still do that down south.
Yeah, but get a load of this, Dorothy. We started there and came south to help each other get somewhere to the north. How did you get to that now today? You just sitting in your car and somebody shooting you in the head.
Well, we're going to, I ain't got much time. Joe, call me next week. Let's take it up
and
talk about it.
Lack of love, my sister.
Lots of love to you. Let's talk about it next week because I'm running out of time. And we're going to talk about Marvin Gaye. We're getting out here with Marvin Gaye. Taylor, how you doing? We got to save the babies. It's all about the baby. Hey, Taylor.
It is about the babies. And I've been on the LSC council, and like you said, drop your bucket. That's why I was dropping my bucket, trying to get things done. And I don't know what the formula is, but these people, like you said, the ones that's been making their career in Chicago and made some money off of it should give back. I don't know why it's so hard. Stony Island should be a place of businesses from one end to the other, from 63rd to 95th.
Well, we're going to take it up again next week. We're going to take it up again next week and do some more history on it and talk about it. Call me earlier. About you, have you looked at the curriculum at your school? What school are you at?
Murray Language Academy, and I'm going to look at it. They put it out.
Murray used to be a good school.
But
you better go look because they
have. Is it in Hyde Park?
Yeah, I know Murray used to be a good school. I hope it still is. But look at the curriculum that they're putting in there. That's what you need to look at. Find out the curriculum.
I'm going to do that.
And make sure they ain't doing these puberty blockers and teaching all this other stuff. Because the law passed in Springfield.
Exactly.
And a lot of your black elected officials voted for, and they're in your face now. Thank you so much, y'all. We got to save the babies. I can't take no more calls. I love y'all. We'll take it up next week. Love you. God bless you. We got to take care of our babies. Hey, y'all. We can't save our babies. It's all about the future. Our children are our future.
And despair.
Much of that is initiated documentary.
We really care.
So I hear I watch the election. Thank you, man, son. Yeah, who really cares?
There'll come a
it's
time.
Not about us. You live through. All these folks are building schools and doing things
the
for their children and their family values and going to their spiritual
the
stuff. Go back to church, take your children to church. Let's make sure they're educated. If we start dealing with that, you'll find things will calm down because these other folks, even with the shooting and stuff, you see these demonic people that got out here. And they're directing our children because they didn't educate our kids with emotions. We take
really
our children
cares?
Back.
Who really cares?
Who cares? We got to care.
Who's willing to try?
Who is willing,
willing to try?
To save a world.
To
willing to drop their bucket.
Save a world.
And it's really destined to die now.
That's
Biden got us almost in a nuclear war that we didn't talk about.
Judah.
We're in trouble with that too. And he talks about reinstituting the grass.
When I look at the world.
When I look at the world.
When I look at the world.
It fills me with sorrow.
It fills
and when I look at the black community, we got
sorrow.
The template. Let's do it. Let's drop our bucket.
Little children.
Look at the
children.
That's a timeless song.
Are they going to suffer tomorrow?
Really suffer tomorrow.
Oh, what a
shame. What a shame. What a shame. See, we can do this. I know we can do this. See,
such a bad way to
I'm not
live.
Angry. I'm concerned, y'all. There's enough of us. There's more of us than them. We just have to come together.
Who is to blame?
We're going to continue this
we
next
can't
week.
When
stop
we can't stop living.
Come on, y'all. Let's save the baby.
Live.
Live.
Live life.
Woo! Woo!
But let's live, everybody.
Yeah.
Live life
for the
children.
Live life for the children.
When I go and say the babies in the movie.
Oh! For the children.
See?
Oh!
Let's save the children.
Save the babies! Save the babies. Save the babies. Until next week. Dorothy Wright Tillman so we can continue discussing education and politics. Let's save the babies next week. The real reparation, now the real repair of the damage. I'll see you next week.
In this slavery industry is this nation's foundation of economy.
The talk of Chicago is 1690 WVON Berwyn, Chicago.
And Kevin DeLeon in Gilson.